I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going across the river to Springfield to the Emerald Art Center. They are hosting Photography at Oregon exhibit and auction. It's basically a fundraiser for the group Photography at Oregon, who operates under the wing of Emerald Art Center. The Art Center is located at the corner of 5th and Main, and the auction is this Sunday. Of course, you can view the photographs all week long. The preview for the auction is at noon. The auction actually starts at 1 o'clock. I think there are 55 pieces in so far. There are a few more maybe show up, but quite a variety.
Let's talk about what I'm putting my bid on first. Okay. My bid is going first on a photo by Susie Morrill titled Man with Ox, Cuba, 2011. It's a black and white image of a man, you have to think about this, on the ground with an enormous white ox head in his lap. The man, the ox is either asleep or in submission. It has its eyes closed, but it's huge, like a Brahma, right? And the man has one hand wrapped around the ox's horn. His right hand is raised as if to speak. And he has this enormous hand like the David, you know, Michelangelo's David, those huge hands. And I started to count. I think he had five fingers. I'm serious, on one hand. And he's just caught between speaking and explaining in this huge hand and this huge bull. I thought it was stunning.
I don't remember that one.
Are you serious?
Well, I was looking at some other ones.
It was amazing.
One of my favorite ones, it's one of the more lighthearted ones, actually. Many are monotone in just black and white.
And
there
sepia,
are a few colors. Right.
Sepia tone as well?
Right. The one I liked, just because it was so quirky, is Susan Starr. It's called Nap Time, and it's the two pigs. And it's in color, and they're kind of leaning against each other, and good buddies. They're having a little nap, but I like pigs, too. So
That was a great portrait.
Yeah, partial to that.
Terry, I'm warming up my credit card for my second pick. It's a series of three really, really large florals by Stephen Crawford that are noticeable for they have these very soft antique finishes and textured surfaces. They're very eye-catching because they're very large. And that proves the saying that my digital photography teacher said, Sandy, go big or go home.
And go big, yeah, right. Well, most of these are not real big.
That's right.
There are a few, but not many. One of them, it's photography and objects combined. It's a piece by Joe Warren. It's called Guardians 2011. It's fairly small, and it's in a shadow box with a photograph maybe like a Polaroid size with camera parts all around it. So it's this mysterious, whoa, what's going on in there? It looks very steampunky, for lack of a better description, because that's so popular now. But that was very intriguing.
Walt O'Brien has a Whitaker Creek Cathedral, a sepia tone. It's a tangle of arched alders along a forest path. But really, he captures the light of those magical moments in the Oregon forest. And I feel that one's going to go for a very high auction price.
Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Yeah, right.
You didn't hear it here.
And then another one that I know we both looked at was Richard Rothstein. It's called Homeland Security. It's this buffed out guy sitting in the street, kind of taking a pose, muscle man pose, with a police station, I think, in the back. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's just really kind of
I had
curious.
No idea, but it was Homeland Security with an exclamation point.
Right. Well, the Photography at Oregon group was actually started in 1966, early on in its existence. It was located over at the University of Oregon Museum of Art. It showed there until about 2009, and then things changed a bit. And I think for the past 2 or 3 years, it's actually been showing over at the Emerald Art Center. And they organize shows, various shows, all over the community of photography. So that's what the money raised will go towards, that effort. And all of these photographs that we're looking at have been donated.
Well, Terry, I'm still thinking about where my money's going to go
when
I get to the auction on Sunday. Number two, I responded really emotionally to a color photo by Roseanne Olson called La Danse. It's a blue print summer dress suspended and floating in blue and white clouds. It's very romantic, just like me. My money's on it.
All right. But it's like looking at a museum of technique. You will see techniques here that are basically dying out. I mean, these people are
silver gelatin?
Right. I made a little list. It's selenium tone, gelatin silver, platinum palladium, ilfa chrome.
Somebody doing something with a Polaroid?
Yeah, there was a contact print of glass dry plate negative on handmade silver gelatin paper.
Get back.
Now, you're not going to see this everywhere.
I just wanted to take my picture and have somebody look at it and say, cool, Sandy, but
right.
These people are really artistic.
This is Photography at Oregon Exhibit and Auction at the Emerald Arts Center. It takes place this Sunday, December 2nd, preview at noon. The auction is at 1 o'clock.
Bring your wallet because I'll be bidding against you.
I can tell. You've got a big list over there. Well, this has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.